Hey guys, I know it's been a while since I've been active. I just want you guys to, stay focused, motivated, and, inspire others. Use the work that you're doing and, the confidence in yourself to transpire into something bigger than what it is, Reach out to other people who need a helping hand and, put your all into, helping them. Don't just think, oh, well, I can help them a little bit, I can give them the help for, this amount of time, give it your all, and, maybe one day they'll return that favor. But the reason why I haven't been active is, I've just been really focused on, my business and me trying to stay motivated and inspired. I've just been mapping out all my thoughts and putting into action. Every day I go to work, and I see, older people in their, 45, 50, 60 age range. And I'm only 25, but I look at it as, I don't want to live the life that they're living at that age. So I've just been trying to really focus in on how I can put myself in a position where I can come out on top and I can have freedom, when I'm that age. Even now, I'm working so hard that I'm trying to accomplish things now. So, I want to have freedom to, have the time with my family, my friends, my business partners, associates, acquaintances, everyone, and just have fun with what I'm doing, like my work. Like, I don't want my work to be something strenuous. And I know, it's hard for, older people to, wake up every day. Like, well, I wasted all this time in my life, and now I got to do this job that, it's hard. It's not easy. It's not easy to do warehouse work or factory work. So I just look at it as, inspiring myself and inspiring others. I just want to basically motivate people. That way they can, do something different for themselves. Like, there's different perspectives out there, guys, and you'll realize there are different perspectives when you actually listen to someone and what they tell you. Everyone experiences life a different way, and if you listen to someone's story, and I'm just saying that if you listen to a successful person's story and you figure out, well, you can implement those things in your life, then if you hard working and you know that you can accomplish anything, then you will come out on top. And that's what I'm trying to, embed in my work ethic and my life right now. I'm just, learning. I'm gaining so much knowledge from all these successful people, all these, people who are doing what they love to do that are around me, and I'm just basically applying it to my life because, I want to be looked at as, someone who's successful, someone that other people look at and like, oh, well, this is how he did it, and, it worked for him. And he didn't have to work a 9-to-5, and he didn't have to, lift heavy objects, and, I don't want to be a broken down person when I'm older. So I'm just trying to figure out, what it's going to take for me that I can do in my life that's going to get me on top. And that's what I'm focused on, guys. And that's why I haven't been really posting anything, because I've just been really thinking and just putting my thoughts into action. And I have big news coming pretty soon, like really, really soon. Me and my partner, we've been doing a lot of stuff. So you guys keep, stay posted on that. Like, I'm eventually going to make another podcast about, what's going on with me and my partner and my business. So I want you guys to be, first to hear about that as well, because and it's a big deal to me because I put a lot of work into it, and I know that the work that I'm putting into it, a lot of people are going to like it, including myself. And just one thing I want to leave you guys with, just don't let the negativity get to you. You can be down one day and then you never know. Like, you'll be down and then someone who's in a worse position than you are, Yo, what's going on, guys? It's me, LaMelvin. Just here to give you guys some evening motivation. Basically, you know, I'm targeting this to you young people out there working hard on the daily, you know, getting things done. You know, I just want you guys to stay positive, be optimistic about these things, you know. You know, working hard, it'll all pay off in the end. That's your end result. And now that it's a new year, you guys need to crush all the goals that you set, because, you know, New Year's revolutions, they're last year's revolutions. So what this year, what we're going to do is we're going to set goals for one another, for ourselves, and we're going to crush them, guys. I'm talking to all the, you know, my young listeners, my young viewers. You know, even though this is my first, you know, this is your first time hearing me on here, I still, like, appreciate, you know, anyone who listens, anyone who calls in and, you know, talks about it. I just, I think you guys are really great, and if you, you know, stay goal-oriented and crush your goals, then you'll be out on top. And that goes to all the winners out there, all my young winners. Like I said, drown out the negativity. Don't let the negativity get in your way. And just stay focused, you know. What you want to do is just stay focused. And it'll all play out, I'm telling you guys. Have fun with it. Don't just make it boring. Don't just be a strict body about it. You know, have fun. You know, set fun goals that you can reach to accomplish anything that you set up for yourself. So, this is just something that, you know, I share with, you know, my people that are in my circle. And, you know, things that I tell myself to stay motivated. It's a motivational thing, guys. And that's what it's about. It's about controlling the outcome. And that's the only way we're going to succeed, exceed our expectations of ourselves. Because we already know that the expectation that people have for us, you know, doesn't measure up to how we feel about ourselves. So, you know, let's hold ourselves a little bit higher than what we already expected, and exceed any standards, limitations that anyone, society put, you know, on us. I really stress that to my young viewers. You guys are amazing. Have an awesome day. You know, work hard for what you want. That's the main thing. I want another main reason that I'm, you know, having this conversation right now is work hard for what you want. If you work hard for what you want, guarantee you'll get it. The only way you're not going to get it, which is self-explanatory, is not working at all. So, actually, starting off today is getting you steps closer to the image or picture that you have of yourself, of your life, that you are creating right now. So start off today, and little by little you'll begin to see things changing for you. Again, just want to tell you guys a happy new year, and just have fun, live life, and enjoy. Thanks for, you know, listening to this, and I appreciate each and every one of you guys. You guys are awesome. I'm LaMelvin Taylor, and this is my first podcast. And this is you guys' first time listening to my voice. So if you have any questions, any call-ins, go ahead and call in. And, you know, comment, like, anything. Just do your thing, guys. Enjoy. Goodbye.